Ukraine continues inching toward war. A court date's been set for Asia Bibi, and short-term missions has more than one application. Find out what that's about in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Germany's foreign minister warns that Ukraine is close to war. Deadly clashes took place Monday outside Slavyansk. Odessa convulsed in vicious street battles just days earlier. That city is home to the Slavic Gospel Association-sponsored Odessa Theological Seminary and SGA missionaries.
The evangelical churches that we are serving are sort of in the fire zone there. I'm just praying for peace to be restored to the region, but also that the Lord would somehow give them the means to be able to proclaim the love and reconciliation of Christ.
Spokesman Joel Griffith says the Ukrainian Baptist Union is mobilizing to respond to needs.
They're wanting to try to set up teams of 4 to 5 men that would be sort of like an immediate reaction force, and their purpose is to try to help local churches and ministers and believing families who are in these hot spots.
Pray and give. We'll link you at missionnetworknews.org.
We found in more recent years that trying to actually ship over hard goods, customs makes it very difficult. The shipping cost is very prohibitive, so it's a lot easier just to be able to have the funds then that we can help the churches purchase the aid that they need to distribute on a local basis.
Meanwhile, another group is gearing up to share the gospel in Ukraine's unreached villages while they still can. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, works directly with several ministries in Ukraine. In what they call a summer for Jesus, hundreds of Christian students will bring the gospel to villages that lack a witness for Christ. $5 will provide 4 New Testaments. See how you can help this project through Christian Aid at our website. This is Mission Network News. After being falsely accused of blasphemy, Asia Bibi finally has a hearing before the Pakistani Appeals Court. Asia was arrested in June 2009 for speaking against the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Asia spent the last 4.5 years in prison with a death sentence hanging over her head. After being postponed 4 times, the first hearing of the appeal process for Asia has been rescheduled for May 27th. Pray for Asia as she awaits justice and pray that there would be no more delays. Meanwhile, it's graduation season for ministries, too. Gary Bishop of Far Corners Missions tells us about the pastor graduation ceremony at the Word of Life Bible College in India.
What a great time to be there to celebrate with them, to acknowledge their hard work, and to just rejoice with them in how God's prepared their lives to go make a huge difference in a village.
The pastors will now plant churches in unreached villages. Read the article online to see how your small group can support a pastor. Another class embarks on a changed life now that they've graduated from Self-Help New Life Center, a vocational school for people who have been rescued out of poverty.
The key to all that is they hear over and over again in that 6 months why it is that somebody would provide this kind of help for them, and it is through the love of Jesus. And they get multiple chances to hear the gospel.
Ask God to keep the doors open for these pastors to share the gospel. And have you ever thought of short-term missions as a twofold ministry? Steve Edmondson of Starfish says some short-termers have come to know Christ after seeing his love in action in Haiti.
We often will have people who are very neutral in thinking about spiritual things. They come down with a humanitarian bent, saying, well, I'll go down and satisfy this longing I have in my life to do good things. And yet, when you act like Jesus, you learn about Jesus.
Starfish works alongside Haitians to transform communities and share the gospel on the island of Loganov. Work teams come on a regular basis to help with Starfish projects.
When we pray around a family or around a water filter that's just been installed, that has impact in the heart and the life of a person standing there who is really never given serious thought to inviting Christ into their heart.
Find the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. With it, you'll learn how to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.